Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Podmas. Podmas Day 5.
Holy moly.
We are, what is that, 5, 10, 15? That's like a certain percentage
done.
What's 5?
10%.
No.
10% done?
I am so bad at math. I am the wrong
person. Hang on, we can figure this out. So 50% of 20 is 10.
My brain hurts already. I can't do this today. The point is, it's day 5, and that's all that matters. It's yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
We're
almost
there.
Right in the middle.
We are still trucking all the way through. For this Podmas, we're going to do something called Rants and Wrecks.
Ooh.
So we're going to rant about some things and then recommend some things for you.
Yeah.
So, a rant that I've been holding in for a while, and this is just something that's been pissing me off lately, and I would love to understand why this is the case. Why is there no baskets at Walmart anymore?
It doesn't make any sense.
We're back to baskets at Sobeys. There's carts. You're pulling around a cart. You're touching a cart. It's the same as touching a basket handle.
It's the exact same. It's actually safer to use a basket than a cart because I feel like carts are closer to the ground.
Perfect logic.
Does that make sense?
No.
Yes. Okay. Whatever. But the point is, I think with Walmart, though, they have lots of traffic going through there.
Yeah.
So maybe. But
they did before.
They did before too. But maybe they're like, oh yeah, there's so many people here. We don't want people like touching all these baskets and like leaving them everywhere.
So I just don't get it because I'm someone who I go to Walmart a lot and I will frequently take trips there to just get a couple things. And maybe those things are awkward and I don't want to carry them, but then I have to take a cart and then it's big and bulky and annoying for a couple items where a basket would have been perfect.
The thing with all our Walmart too is that like there's never any carts ever.
Never.
Like, it could be completely dead and there's still no carts.
You're so right. We have the worst Walmart.
I'm like, ma'am, where are the carts? And then you go outside and you're like, are you hiding them on purpose?
Yeah. And it's crazy because anytime I walk by there, they're like towing carts in.
Yeah.
But whenever I'm actually in the store.
Where are they?
But I would love to, like I just don't get it. I don't get why there's no baskets at Walmart. And the other on that same kind of subject, I don't understand why condiment stations aren't back at fast food places.
They are at some fast food places.
Are they? So McDonald's, I haven't seen them back yet.
Not at McDonald's. I think Burger King might have them. I can't remember, though.
Not at the Walmart Burger King, which I've frequented 3 times since it's opened.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like... How would you rate that?
So here's the thing. I never ate a lot of Burger King before. I really like Burger King. Their french fries are delicious.
Too.
And the chicken fries, yum.
Oh, man, yeah. They are to die for.
But my thing is I get that it's like technically open food. So what if there was just a sign that said, use at own risk?
Hmm.
You know, and if you use the station, you are taking a greater risk than, say, getting ketchup packets from them. But to me, it's like, okay, so the ketchup is in a little squeezy thing. You're taking a cup and putting it under the squeezy thing and you're getting the condiment stuff from the squeezy thing.
Right.
How is it different than like hand sanitizer? Or like
hand sanitizer kills germs.
Fair. Very fair. But I can totally understand open food. Like open food is not good right now. I don't know what events are doing for like open food, but I just want to be able to get my cups of ketchup again.
It's interesting to me that like open food isn't safe, but there's open food at the grocery store. Are the whole produce and like fruit
exactly
section
it's wide open.
Wide open. But nope. Can we get some ketchup? I don't think so. People are like literally digging through the avocados and they're like, yeah, still no ketchup for you.
It makes no sense to me. I just generally could rant forever about the size of ketchup packets because they're too fucking small.
And they never give you enough.
They never give you enough. Listen, guys, here's the thing. If I ask you for ketchup packets It should be a 5-packet minimum. There's for a small fries, I'm getting 5 packets.
I feel that way about mayo because, like, I'm more of a mayo than like a ketchup person. Mm. And some people think that's gross, but
no,
like,
I love
whatever.
That. I like mixing them actually. Yeah. Ketchup and mayo. Yeah.
Ugh, so good.
Like, put, but I like to do a little pool of ketchup, mix in some mayo with McDonald's fries.
They have it like in stores now. You can buy it in a bottle. It's called like. Mayo up or mayo chip.
Maybe I should buy some of that just to have. Cause yeah, they, you're right. They definitely don't give you enough ever.
No.
Whenever I'm ordering McDonald's, like on skip or something, like I tell them specifically how many packets I want, and usually it's like anywhere from like 5 to 12. I ask for an obscene amount. But here's the thing: I've seen the jumbo ketchup packets. I've seen it. They exist. They're like the size of like. I would say it would probably be like 3 ketchup packets in 1 packet.
Oh, shit, really?
It's like a jumbo packet.
Damn.
Why can't they serve that? It's the standard amount. Most people, if they're asking for ketchup, want a lot of ketchup. So they're going to like take a fuck ton of the small packets, whereas if you have the jumbo ones, they'll just take a couple of those.
What if they had the condiment stand open, but they had hand sanitizer at the station? So you can sanitize your hands. I mean, like, not a lot of people would do that, but also they could take extra precautions too and be like, sanitize the top of the ketchup thing.
I don't get why the ketchup inside the squeezy tube is unsafe. If you're squeezing it out, it's going into your cup. It'll be in the air for a couple seconds.
I feel like it's not the ketchup itself that's not safe. It's like
the cups and everything on
touching
it.
Touching everything. And plus, like, I get it because, like, a lot of people, like, when they grab a straw, they don't just grab one straw.
Bring your own cup. Let's make silicone ketchup cups. You bring your own to fast food places and you can get your ketchup that way.
Also, speak about
Diva cups. Use your Diva cups.
Use your Diva cups. It's all good. It catches blood. Why can't it catch ketchup?
Just bring your Diva cup to McDonald's to fill up
good.
Your ketchup.
Yeah. It's also interesting to me, too, because with, like, Burger King, for example, the one, like, on Yonge Street, if they give you your cups now so you can get your own pop, why can't you get your
own
ketchup?
It's the same thing. It's really the same thing.
Yeah, because, and they also do free refills as well, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, you have to get, like, a different cup every time you get a refill. Nobody fucking does that.
No. God, no. I just, yeah, these are just little tiny things. And, but, like, honestly, like, on that note, and this ties into another rant I have, on the note of fast food, I may rant about this. I may be pissed about this. But please do not take out your anger on fast food workers, service workers, workers who are making minimum fucking wage to serve you food. I have seen so many old people be total assholes to people who work at fast food places. And I, like, there's times where I want to speak up and go, do you think they want this? Do you think they want to be there?
I've done that before multiple times. Yeah, because like I get it. Like, I worked in customer service before, especially like being a young teenager and like being in the first job, or like all stages of my life working in customer service.
Yeah,
I know how fucking shitty it is to have somebody come up to you and be like, be an asshole for no reason when you're just trying to do your job.
It is. And like, they act like the person means to do the things that they do,
but they don't.
They don't. They don't want to be there. They're getting paid nothing.
Yeah. And they're getting treated like
shit. There is no reason for you to be an asshole because, I don't know, for stupid reasons. Like, I don't know. You didn't get a straw in your bag or something.
Yeah.
I can't even remember, like, why the people were.
People get mad about every little thing.
It's always old people, though.
It is. It's, like, middle-aged old people, I find.
Mm-hmm.
That's my experience. I was at Pete's one time. I was getting a sandwich. There was this lady in front of me, and she was like complaining because the guy was taking too long to make the sandwich. Because like what they do at Pete's is they'll make the sandwich and then they'll put it in panini press.
Yes.
And then like she was like, oh, this is taking too long. Why is it taking so much? I was like, because he's making your fucking sandwich. I was like, he's doing his job. He's doing the bare minimum for you. The least he could do is say thank you.
It boils my blood. I hate it. I'm not a perfect person. I've been mean to like people on the phone. Like, that's kind of my thing. Like, that's where I fall short. Like, I've been mean to, like, you know, like, people with, like, call centers or whatever. But, like, I will say, like, I've always felt like shit afterwards. And when you're in person, though, be fucking nice.
Be nice.
Be nice all the time. Don't even be mean on the phone. I've had times where I haven't been my best self.
Yeah, me too. I had that time recently.
Oh, did you?
Like, because I ordered pizza from Alexandria's.
Oh.
And ordered, did I tell you about this?
No, tell me.
I ordered it online, and I didn't realize that the online order went to Burnside. And they called me an hour and a half later. I paid online, too. And they're like, yeah, so we can't deliver to you. You have to come to Burnside to get your money. And I was like, I actually can't make it to Burnside. Like, is there any way you can just, like, refund me over the phone? He's like, nope, there's nothing I could do for you. Blah, blah, blah. And they, like, hung up on me. Then I called Halifax, and I was like, hey, I already paid for my pizza. Can you guys just deliver? They're like, nope, sorry, can't do anything. And I was, like, crying at this point because I was so hangry. I was like, I just want my pizza. I just need to eat. I had a long day at work. And he was like, okay, I'm going to give you a phone number. Do not tell anybody I gave you this phone number. And I was like, okay. So I called some random guy in Toronto. What? And he was like, hey, I was like, I don't know who I'm calling, but I'm a customer. And I paid $46 for pizza. No one will deliver it to me. And Dartmouth is being a fucking asshole. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm just very hungry. And he's like, I'll take care of it for you. I'm the financial manager. Like, but I'm in Toronto right now. I'm on vacation with my family. So it's going to take like 24 hours for me to get this money to you. Is that okay? And I was like, I don't care about the money. Heck? I care about the pizza.
Well, number one, there's a lot of places in Halifax that are very old school still in how they operate. And like, I think that happened to me once when we fucked up on an order at Alexander's and we tried to get a refund and it seemed more difficult than it was.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, if you're going to do online ordering, be prepared for people to fuck up so you can refund them.
Yeah.
It's very strange. I had a similar thing with fucking Best Choice Chinese food where like I ordered, but like they have this weird like footnote where it says like you have to call to confirm your order. Otherwise they won't get it,
which defeats the purpose
of online ordering. I order online because I do not want to talk to you.
Not how you do it.
God, I was mad. And I actually said to him on the phone, I was just like, so how long now for my food? And he's like, it's going to be another hour. And I was like, I'm not waiting another hour.
My thing is that like,
so please cancel it.
Yeah. My thing is that like, be nice to people. But like, also if you're working in customer service, you need to have a certain threshold for people as well. Like you can't be short fuse and you can't treat your customers like shit either. So like, Kai has to go both ways. I feel.
Let's meet each other halfway.
Meet me halfway. I'm singing a different song
for
now.
You. Are you singing about Black Eyed Peas?
I was, yeah. But okay. I trailed off somewhere else. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I think we've reached common ground on this. Yeah. You know, there's times where things are frustrating and you're right to complain because it's dumb. And I've kind of made a point lately to end my complaining by saying, please consider this for the future so it doesn't happen again for you.
Yeah.
So I put it back on them to go, like, you guys kind of fucked up. It happened to me with my $8 Red Bull. A place charged me $8 for a Red Bull.
God, that's expensive.
And I went back and I go, I looked at the receipt to confirm and I was like, oh yeah. I was like, Red Bulls aren't this much. I was like, at most they're $4. You know, at most.
Yeah, and that's like, that's pushing it.
And even
Red
that's
Bull.
Pushing it. They're mostly like, they're usually like $3, you know?
Yeah.
And they might have been new to serving Red Bull. I don't know what it was, but they essentially didn't know what they were doing and didn't seem to know how much Red Bull cost.
That's
and
weird.
And so I just asked for my money back because they were like, oh, we could do $6. They were essentially
what?
Just like, we could do it for $6.50. And then they tried to tell me that with the tax, it would be $6.50. And I was like, no.
That doesn't make it. No. That's like a pack of Red
Bull. I'm not good at math,
but sir.
No. And then I ended it, like, I got the refund. It was probably more hassle than it was worth for me to get the refund because I had to wait for them to figure out how to do the refund.
That's a lot of money.
I was just like, I'm not paying double for Red Bull when I could go to the convenience store and get it for $3.
Yeah.
And I walked away and I just went like, I'm so sorry that like I made you go through the trouble of this, but like you need to know that you're overcharging people for the future when this happens again, because it surely will. If anyone drinks Red Bull, they know it's not $8.
And they're going to be a lot more angry than I am right now. See, like, I work in customer service now. I appreciate good feedback and I appreciate like some being like, hey, like just so you know, this is happening and like making us aware that it's happening.
Yeah.
But I don't appreciate assholes coming and be like, no. Let me see my bill. Let me know how much you charge me.
Yeah.
And like just being a dick for no reason.
Yeah.
You know
don't be a dick. Be assertive in what you want. But like, there's no reason to, especially you have to remember that like the workers aren't the whole company. You know, like
they're
like,
not.
They're a tiny part decimal. Of it, and they're really not treated well. So like, especially my heart just goes out to fast food workers specifically because it's just such an easy target for assholes. You know, you give them 6 nuggets instead of 10, and like then people freak out at them.
They
freak. It's just. I just hate it. So
yeah,
that's my.
When I worked at Wendy's, I had this guy come in who was like very particular about his baked potato, and if there was like a singular brown spot on it, he'd like lose his shit. But the thing with potatoes, when they're baked, if you peel the skin back, there's gonna be brown spots underneath it because it's a potato.
Yeah.
And there was one time where he was like inspecting it, and he like pulled the skin back, and there was a little tiny brown spot. He chucked a potato at me. I was 15, and it was my first job. My second day on the job, I was like,
yeah. So this is just like, yeah,
like you don't do stuff like that.
And I mean, I wrote down here because I know that we mentioned busyness, holiday season. It's just like extra this time of year.
It escalates, yeah.
And that's like part of the reason why in the past I've said that I've hated Christmas. Because I feel like it's this stressful energy. It's supposed to be happy, cheery, bright, warm, cozy. But it feels very stressy, anxiety-inducing, rushed, busy. Everyone has to get presents. So they're like extra stressed.
Yeah.
And that's the side of Christmas that I fucking hate. And you're someone who recently not like enjoyed going out to places because it's so busy.
Because my anxiety is way worse this year than it has been, I think. Just because like you're not used to being around so many people.
Mm-hmm.
But I never liked the going out and buying presents aspect of it. I like you said, the cozy, hanging out with your family, the food part of it, lights, all that kind of stuff.
As an adult who's like single income, struggling with money, I hate the pressure to buy gifts. Hate it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Love birthdays because I can say someone's birthday. Are they someone I really care about? I'll get them a gift if I want to.
Yeah.
But Christmas is like it was essentially said, like, you have to get people gifts. My family, like, many, many years ago, we decided to stop doing gifts, and it's been great. Ugh,
that's
it's
beautiful.
Been great. So we get together, we hang out, we do food, we do all those things, and we are now not spending money unnecessarily.
That's kind of what Dustin and I stopped doing too with each other, because like we never know what we want for Christmas around Christmas time anyways.
Yeah.
So like if I see
I have a list, but
I have a list of like unrealistic things I want for Christmas, like serotonin.
That's a good joke.
Like, I don't know.
You should write that down. That's good.
That's good.
That's a good concept. Good. That's a really good concept.
But yes, yeah, so we stopped buying gifts for each other because like,
yeah,
it just makes more sense to buy it on the fly, kind of.
Or just treat yourself to like a nice meal out together.
Yeah.
Or like I'm a huge fan of like do a Christmas party and spend the money that you would spend on gifts on like a really cool food item that you can share with everybody.
I'd much rather Christmas party than gifts.
Same here.
Although I do like a good stocking. Stockings are classic.
Stockings are great. My parents do continue to give us stuff, even though we're not like technically not supposed to, or it's not an obligation
but
our parents do still give us gifts, but which is very nice of them. But I personally don't like the materialistic side of Christmas. This has been talked about on many past Christmas episodes. It makes people feel like shit when they see other people getting diamonds, and I don't know. It's
Christmas should not be about like showing off and being flashy. Christmas should be about like spending time with your family
and being kind to people.
Just be nice.
Acts of kindness.
Just be nice always.
Yeah. Be
a decent human.
Try to be a decent human. Try to, even if you don't like something or someone, try to treat them with a baseline of respect.
Yeah. Just do the bare minimum.
I think that does it for rants. But let's get into recommendations.
Yes, I have some recommendations.
Okay, tell me.
I have some really old TV shows to recommend.
Old TV shows?
Yeah.
Do tell.
I recommend Prison Break, which is a bunch of guys breaking out of prison. That came out in like a while ago, though.
That's like a critically acclaimed show, though. I feel like I feel like a lot of people say it's really good.
And I think like the fifth season came out kind of recently, like at least like within like the last couple of years.
Is it still? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's not as good as the first couple seasons, right, but it's still like it's really good. High thriller show. Okay. I always cry in the first season because, like, I know what happens, but it's so intense I forget what happens. So I'm like, oh no. And then it's fine. So.
Oh no.
Oh no. My characters, they're dying. Just kidding. I recommend This Is Us for, like, wholesome, feel goody, emotional show, which is also kind of old.
Yeah.
The third one is
This Is Us. I feel like that will destroy me.
Yeah. It might.
So what I didn't mention at the top of this episode is that, like, I'm very emotional for my medication. So I feel like a show like that.
Don't watch it right now.
Will not be good for me right now.
A funny show that I recommend, which is also a very old show, is Parks and Rec. It's a classic.
Parks and Rec is great.
Yeah.
What about, like, so I, especially because Christmas, I will recommend a specific episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is the Christmas special.
Yes, it's so good. That's also an amazing show.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
I think I might have to start, like, watching again and catch up because I think I'm a little behind.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so my favorite. And, oh, God, I got to do that. It's one of my favorite shows. Yeah, the Christmas special is tradition every Christmas. I need to watch that.
I watch every Christmas episode of all my favorite shows on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's so nice.
Like, 'cause every show has a Christmas special, like a Glee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're a Glee fan. So, like, funny. I was a huge Glee fan when it started.
Really?
When it was like 2 or 3 seasons in, I was a huge fan.
And yeah, it got really bad. The fourth season was good. Kate Hudson in Glee was really good.
Oh, shit. I think that's when I stopped watching.
Yeah. But then it gets bad halfway through the fourth season. And then the fifth and sixth season were just trash.
Goddamn. Yeah. I mean, TV shows do tend to get worse. Yeah. Like, later in the TV show.
Although Mindhunters was good both seasons.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You love Mindhunters.
So good. Yeah.
So I don't have any TV shows to recommend. But I would just recommend, on the subject of being, trying to be nice to people, just be extra nice to service workers during this time.
Yes.
So say your thank yous. Thank yous should be default.
Say your goodbye. Say hi.
But say something extra to make their day.
Yeah.
Tip them a little more.
A great job.
Nikki Glaser always talks about how she tips $5 on every single time she gets Starbucks coffee.
Really?
She will always tip them, like, a really good tip.
Oh, shit.
She actually tips. She'll pay double for her coffee so that, like, the Starbucks workers get more.
I love that.
Right?
No, that's a previous Starbucks worker. I love that.
No, keep in mind, too, she has the money to do that. So yeah. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But do something little to go out of your way to, like, make someone feel appreciate it for what they're doing, because more than likely they don't want to be in that job. It's probably really shitty because of the busy holiday season. Be fucking nice. Be excellent.
Even
to
just
one
like
another.
I really liked your service today. Like, it really made my day. That goes so.
That's
far.
What I like doing. I like looking someone in the eyes and going, "Thank you so." Like, the girl at Ikomi Shoe Shop. I wish I knew her name. Who was essentially handling all the backstage people with drinks and stuff. Like, she, like, I asked for a drink. I kind of walked away from where I was and I went in the crowd to talk to somebody. Like, she found me and gave me my drink. And I was just like, God bless you. You're an angel. Thank you so much.
I love that.
And she was like, oh my God, thank you. Like it was like a really nice thing, and just tried to do that.
That made her day too.
I'm a crabby bitch. I'm in a bad mood a lot of the time, but I'm gonna really try to, like, just be nice.
That will help your mood too. It goes both ways. There's this customer that came into my work, and he at first was a huge asshole, and he's just like, he was complaining about everything. He said that we didn't detail the car the way we wanted to, and yeah. Just like, he actually yelled at one of the detailer guys and, like, gave him shit. But anyways, then he came back and he had, like, a handful of coffee and donuts and stuff like that. And he's like, these are for you guys, because, like, I feel really bad. It's just, like, I have a disease right now that's deteriorating my brain. And
see,
like,
there you go.
It's making me really angry. And, like, there I just, he's like, don't feel bad for me. Just take the coffee and the donuts. And I'm really sorry. And I was like, shit.
There you go. And that's the other thing, too. So when someone's being mean to you, also on the other end, we have to remember that people are going through so much shit that you don't even know about.
Yeah.
And you don't know if it's a health thing or a mental illness thing, or maybe like their dog died that day. Maybe like
you just never know.
Humans are, we are just walking a walking mess of complication, you know? Like,
yeah. That's like, what's really important. Just to be nice.
Be nice. And yeah, it's just, to have empathy is what it is at the end of the day.
It's so interesting to me how empathy isn't common.
No. Oh, talk to Scott McClain about this. So we got into this. Really? Well, I don't know if it was on the podcast or off the podcast. Sometimes I don't know when my conversations are. But it is something that, yeah, you're right. It's very rare. And it takes a special type of person to truly see both sides of any situation.
Yeah. And that's so crazy to me because I'm really empathetic.
Yeah.
And like, it's really hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that somebody's not like that. So I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, oh, well, they did this because of this. Or like I make excuses for people because of it.
Well, you're not necessarily, you know? Not necessarily making excuses, but you're saying, I understand that the context of this person's life might have led them to do this.
But really, in reality, it's just unempathetic. Unempathetic?
Mm.
Unempathetic?
Unempathetic would be...
They lack empathy. Basically.
Yeah, lacking. Yeah. Yeah. When someone lacks that, yeah, I mean, it's tough.
But regardless, still be nice to people.
Be nice to people. Have some empathy. Do something nice. Like, yeah. Small acts of kindness. I might start doing that, too. I might just start... I've never done the thing where I've like paid for someone's order behind me.
Oh, I did that the other day.
Did you really? Yeah. That's so nice.
I was at Sobeys and somebody forgot their bank card and I felt bad. I was just like, I'll just get the groceries.
Was it a lot of stuff?
I mean, like, no. It was like $40, if that. Like, it wasn't.
But, and you didn't have them pay you back?
No, she didn't just say thank you or anything.
Wait, whoa. We need to back right up. Like, so, okay. Number one, this is going to be a little bit longer of a pod mess, but that's okay.
That's okay. This is important.
You are a incredibly sweet person.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you need to know that right off the bat.
Thanks, pal.
Because, like, this girl right here has paid for cabs for me, gotten me stuff when I've been broke, offers to, like, you are just a sweet, good fucking person.
Well, you're also my friend, too, so don't mind.
But, like, to be a good person and, like... do that for a stranger?
Yeah.
And for me, I'm like me just being bad with money as I am, I'm like, I want to be as kind as I can be, but you know, there's a budget for that.
Yeah, there's only so much budget for kindness
sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can only donate as much as you can donate, and
you can only give so much to charity.
In my mind, like $40 like this. That's a lot to chalk out for a stranger.
$40, I mean, for groceries isn't that much. Right? Because, like, typically with my groceries, I spend a lot more than that. Exactly. But yeah, she just, I don't know if she didn't, like, reciprocate because she, like, didn't realize what happened, or she just, like, but she took the groceries and left. And the guy who.
She didn't say thank you to you?
But the guy who rang her stuff in said thank you to me, which is weird. Like, the cashier guy.
Thank you for saving my ass.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm shocked that she didn't say thank you, though. That's
and she
crazy.
Knew because she's like, oh, yeah, I forgot my bank card. I was like, oh, yeah, don't worry, I got it. And then
wow.
Yeah.
So,
but the guy, she was like, thank you so much for doing that. You're so, like,
but
thank
this
you.
Is the thing.
I was like, okay.
When did this happen?
Like, a couple weeks ago.
Do you know why you're a kind person?
Because I'm an Aquarius?
I didn't know about that.
Oh.
You didn't tell me. Oh, I paid $40 for the person in front of me. You did that purely out of kindness and not for the feeling of being thanked for kindness, which is what so many people do kind things because they want the recognition of I'm a good person.
I didn't brag about it anywhere.
You didn't brag about it? I didn't even know about this.
I didn't tell my mom about this either. I didn't even tell Dustin
about
this.
So this is why this is why you are a true kind soul.
Oh, and thanks,
pal. You're getting the recognition now because you deserve it.
Thank you.
But that's a litmus test on kindness there.
I wasn't even like mad at her for not saying thank you either. I was just kind of like, huh. I mean, like, at least
so,
you got
like,
her grocery.
So that to me is crazy.
Yeah. I think I was kind of like, well, that was weird. And then just kind of forgot about it.
Gratitude is important. Say thank you. If somebody, I don't say thank you when I exit the bus, I'm sorry. I'm a shitty person. I also flush tampons. We're not all perfect.
You know what, pal? I still think you're a good person.
Thank you.
I also flush tampons.
So on that note, I think that concludes this
Mary Podmas
this Sunday
episode.
Don't flush
your tampons.
Too funny. Okay, thank you guys for tuning in for another Podmas episode. A little extra long one today on Sunday, but
you're
that's okay.
Welcome.
That conversation went places I wasn't expecting, but it was great. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
See you next time.